Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 79th Venice International Film Festival. I'm honored to be with Casey Affleck and Zooey Deschanel, protagonists of Dreaming Wild, How the Competition by Bill Pollard. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So while watching the film, I was thinking so many things because it talks about so many things. But first of all, I want to ask you, because I was kind of wondering, what does success mean? I mean, does it mean that you are finally able to reach people with your art? Or is it enough to share it with the people you love?
That's a very interesting question. I personally think there's a process of understanding success and understanding what success really is like a path to happiness. And for me personally, the process of being a creative person is like when I accomplish something, whether lots of people see it or nobody sees it, that's success to me, you know? But I think there are many different definitions of success. And, you know, everybody has their own path to finding those definitions and finding fulfillment within those. But I think the smaller you can find success to be, the easier it is to find happiness in it.
Yeah, that's a good answer. I would say that, you know, this is a movie that is about a bunch of people who are artists and they are wrestling with their own success and failure. So as an actor, it's sort of easy to think about and talk about. You know, it's something that is obvious. It's very easy to relate to. And, you know, we've been doing this for 20 years or so and just sort of now starting to get a sense of the pattern of a career or as an artist. And there's lots of ups and downs. And I'm sure that, you know, God willing, in another 20 years, we'll have different answers. But right now, it seems like if you have to focus on the things that you can control and measure your success by that, because there's so many things that you can't control. So if you are looking for approval from the public, or you're looking for fame, or you're looking for to be rich, and that's your measure of success, you're likely to be very disappointed and to be frustrated as an artist, because those things are going to come and go almost like with nothing to do sort of with what you've done or made. So I try to focus on just what am I wanting to say as an artist? What am I wanting to do? Is this satisfying? Am I expressing myself? Am I working hard? Am I being true to who I am? Those sorts of things. But early in a career, you know, I see younger people and they measure success by like, am I getting enough jobs? Yeah. Are these jobs visible enough? The people liking the movies, etc. And that can be a kind of disappointing path to travel.
Dreaming Wild is also a film about family, you know, and how family can become a supporting system for success in general, not only, you know, in music. What do you think? And did you approach this family system, let's say?
I thought that was, like, one of the most interesting things about the script was just, like, the family, you know, the family story is just so wonderful and rich and it is a family of musical people, and I think that was what drew me to the script. I loved the bond that Donnie and Nancy have, and you know, and that Donnie and Joe have that's kind of getting repaired. And I love the family aspect because that's something that I think everybody can relate to.
Want to sing something for me?
Sing
you
want to
sing? Yes, you're out of time, you're out of touch. How was that first song that you're playing?
There's one of us who you want to hear sing, and there's one of us who you really, really don't want to hear sing.
Not right now, but maybe later.
One last super fast thing. I was thinking that in the film it shows you that having to relive that sometimes second chances in life are more demanding in a way because there's a fear of reliving failure. Is that correct?
There's a fear of
Reliving failure. I mean, yeah. With the second chance, if you mess it up.
Yes. I like to think of second chances as the same as fifth chances.
Yeah.
That you have to just keep going no matter what, because there's no success that's permanent and there's no failure that is final. You're gonna experience all of those things. both of those things over and over again. But I think definitely for Donnie in this movie that there was a fear of re-stimulating those terrible feelings that he had when he was younger.
I mean, that's it's an interesting point. Yeah, that with a second chance, there can be elation and excitement that you get a chance to do something again, but there's always that chance that you could, you know, fail again. But again, failure is such a subjective thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sometimes it's just reframing, you know, the outcome.
Thank you so much, Zoe Deschanel, Casey Affleck, for Dreaming Wild, how the competition here at Venice 79. This is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.